This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made history on Saturday as the first woman to deliver the West Point commencement address. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Harris told the U.S. Military Academy class they graduate into an increasingly unsettled world where long-standing principles are at risk.
Global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America.
The vice president says America has no greater strategic asset than those wearing our uniform.
There is no more noble work than a person can do than to serve our nation in uniform.
Four decades ago, West Point graduated its first class of female cadets. Still, it's made slow progress diversifying its ranks. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republican negotiators are closer to an agreement that would resolve the looming debt crisis, but there's no deal yet with President Joe Biden. McCarthy also says there's no firm timeline for a final compromise that would raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid a catastrophic default, while also making spending cuts that House Republicans are demanding. House negotiators left the Capitol building after 2 a.m. on Saturday. They returned just hours later. Biden said Friday evening that bargainers were very close. He's continuing to talk with his negotiating team multiple times a day, signing off on offers and counteroffers. India helped inaugurate a long-awaited seaport in western Myanmar this month amid New Delhi's efforts to cope with rival China's growing influence in Southeast Asia and across the Indo-Pacific. From Washington, this is VOA News. Some Ukrainian tech workers have left Ukraine's defense forces to develop military technology to aid the war effort. The drone they created is weeks away from production. Reuters' Rachel Graham has more.
Eugene Nashtetik and his five co-workers shuttered their company developing medical and biotech startups to join Ukraine's defense forces days after Russia invaded. Within weeks, their commanders agreed they should instead use their expertise on technical projects to help the war. With the government's blessing, Nashtetik and his team of engineers moved to neighboring Poland, where they raised initial funding from a Polish company to develop a new drone. The Defender drone is now in the final stage of testing and slated for production within a month. It is designed to withstand strong winds, to enable surveillance in bad weather, can fly, take off and land vertically, and also carry relatively big payloads. Before Russia's invasion, Ukraine represented one of the fastest growing tech hubs in Central and Eastern Europe.
That's Reuters' Rachel Graham reporting. Sudan's army called Friday for reservists and retired soldiers to re-enlist amid a deadly conflict with a rival paramilitary and asked the United Nations to change its envoy to the country. Sporadic fighting between military forces and the paramilitary forces has continued all week in Sudan. Ceasefire monitors Saudi Arabia and the United States said Friday that compliance is improving, but the army's call for re-enlistment indicates it could be gearing up for a long conflict. Memorial Day weekend in the United States means millions of Americans are on the move. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The AAA Auto Club says this holiday weekend could be one for the record books. More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. Cape Cod tourist Patty Steelman has some advice for those traveling this weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's going to be a lot of people on the road. So make sure you have your coffee like Carly has. And enjoy your ride.
Carly Powell, who also made the drive to Cape Cod, says the trip was long, but she doesn't regret it.
The drive was a little long, but it definitely was 100% worth it once we got here.
It's not just motorists who are going places. Federal officials say the number of air travelers already has hit a pandemic-era high. I'm Mike Hempen.
At least 11 people died after an avalanche hit members of a nomadic tribe in Pakistan as they crossed a mountainous area in the northern part of the country. This, according to the country's disaster management agency, on Saturday, another 13 people are reported to have been injured. The agency said they've been hospitalized. Marissa Melton, VOA News.